from deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas. Transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And the 74th annual edition of the Hunger Games from Region 6. I saw a comment on a blog where they had the radio show posted. They're like, what is this, the Hunger Games, Region 6? That's art imitating life. Understand, and this isn't art, this is life we're covering here. People say, well, the Hunger Games is anti-New World Order. How are you saying it's a conditioning tool? Because it's shown as fiction, it acclimates people, and what you see in films like that is exactly what the globalists had planned. I'm not saying the person's either good or bad, I don't know. Side issue, but I just thought I'd throw that out there. Max Kaiser, MaxKaiser.com, I should have pointed that out, TV host, researcher. Max, finish your point about where you see all this going. And then I want to ask you, what made you wake up, even though you're very successful in everything, and leave the stock market and then expose it?
Well, to finish off my point, going back to Soros in 93, he was the first individual to crash a country. And so these super wealthy hedge fund managers and bankers have been doing that ever since, and they're just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And as a result, you now have individuals who are bigger than countries, and we're seeing them crash countries to make a profit, and they're making lots of profits. And I just saw a very interesting tweet fly by in my tweet stream here that fuel is being rationed to British ambulances. So the price of fuel is so high now in Britain because of the money printing, because of the banking terrorism, because Mervyn King, the chairman of Bank of England, is a stooge for the ruling class. The price of gas is so high, petrol, that ambulances can't afford it. Now, this is having a direct impact. This is called financial repression, when the central banks keeps the jackboot of their manipulation on interest rates so that they're near 0%. This means that money is opening a gash in the economy, and money is flooding in with that 0% rate and driving things like fuel costs higher. And while pensioners who rely on retirement income and higher interest rates can't survive. And this is all done in the name of liquidity and helping the economy, but it only helps the speculators. It only helps the top banking class. And it's causing this financial repression and huge dislocation. And it's all engineered by design, and it's pitiful. And both the right and the left are beginning to understand this. So when you ask about what do I think about this hit piece of you in a recent left-wing piece, it's unfortunate because there's now so much common ground between all disparate groups. If you're not a Goldman Sachs partner, you're in trouble. So there's no time, or it's a waste of energy to focus on.
Well, exactly. We're seeing open classical police state corruption, and I'm just saying, hey, let's get our freedom back. And I've got the right wing and the left wing. I forgot a bunch of other publications on the right attacked me over saying Obama is power grabbing now and using the military domestically, because establishment right wing, they love that. They loved it when Bush did it. They're a bunch of establishment types claiming they're left wing or right wing. They're not even in the left right paradigm. They're in the establishment's paradigm. And as you pointed out, Goldman Sachs is going to betray them.
Right. If you go amongst the top of the top, they hate each other because this guy has got $1 billion more than this guy.
Exactly. But briefly, why did you get out of it? Briefly.
Well, I don't really feel as though I ever have gotten out of it. My point, I feel that gold and silver are going to be incredible winners.
Say you did bad things on the stock market. Why did you stop doing that?
Oh, well, I went on vacation to Paris back in 1990, and I fell in love with Paris, and I just said, it's not worth it. I'm going to retire, and I retired.
And now you expose what was going on. Well, Max Kaiser, MaxKaiser.com, thank you so much for the time. Hopefully we can do an hour interview in the near future. People find out more at MaxKaiser.com. Find out more with us at InfoWars.com tonight, 7 o'clock. Prometheus, oh, it's something special. InfoWars Nightly News. Thank you, Max.
All right, Al.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-408-1130. That's 1-800-408-1130. 1-800-408-1130.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is Friday, the 30th day of March 2012. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Fritz Springmeier is joining us to cover some ground he's never gotten into before here on the broadcast. He wants to get into suppressed globalist technologies. He also wants to break down how Nazi Germany is a model politically and economically for what's happening in this global order now. Because Hitler only got elected to a sub-position. He was only a minority leader in the government, and most Germans thought he was a joke. How did he end up taking control of the nation? Because when I invited Fritz on Monday, I said, we'll get you on Friday. He said, we told the producer, he said, okay, well, what does Alex want to talk about? And I said, whatever you want. Just you're an interesting fellow, great author, interesting researcher. Folks like hearing you on the show. So whatever you want to cover. Obviously, I'll bring up all my points. So he's joining us in the second hour. I want to get Dr. Doug Rocky, the guy that literally wrote the book for the Pentagon on depleted uranium in the 80s and again in the 90s, head of their DU program, research and mitigation program. He's got a bunch of degrees. He's a physicist, biology. The list goes on and on. Because now with Fukushima and things, we're being told you're mentally ill if you go to the hospital with radiation poisoning in Japan. It's on record that it's many times worse than Chernobyl. So in 86, they admitted, oh, this is killing people, making them sick. Kids are dropping dead, heart failure. That's what happens. Bleeding from the gums, chronic fatigue, super high radiation levels. Now they just say, we're not giving you medical care. And when I saw that in the news this week, it was in the Japanese news. Paul Watson wrote an article on it, I guess an English exclusive, English language exclusive globally. InfoWars does that a lot. I'm proud of the work of all our writers. But the point is that we're uncompartmentalizing the news. Something that is important to do, because you don't want us to just be regionalized around the world. Because when you see the Japanese government saying you're mentally ill, here's Prozac, and then locking people up in mental institutions till they die of radiation poisoning, or if you're living in the area and you're saying, you make my child go to this public school, I want him to be able to go to one further away from Fukushima, you know, not 12 miles away, they say, you're mentally ill. And that's in the Japanese news, and they're going along with it. Yes, you're mentally ill. Remember, we were liars that reactors were blowing up, even though we could watch them and get the different radiological breakdown fingerprints off the different isotopes, and we knew there was total meltdown, including a plutonium reactor, which they had there, MOX 3. Number 3 reactor, MOX. MOX core reactor, plutonium and uranium, the most nasty type out there to have a problem with. Old, rotting, 39-year-old system that was supposed to only go 20 years. The radiation just eating through all the circuitry, the metal, everything. It's the same all over the world. On average, reactors are over 30 years old. 9 out of 10 are leaking. The Associated Press admits it in a small footnote. And the new attitude of the elite and the big bankers and the John Corzine types who make 40-to-1 bets with other people's private bank accounts and then doesn't get in trouble when he steals their accounts and loses the money. The attitude is just let the reactors blow up and melt down everywhere and just dance around in radiation. That's what I'm saying. They've reached a Caligula-level craziness. The elite is good at controlling us, dominating us, dumbing us down, manipulating. They've got all these automated propaganda systems set up in the last 60, 70 years by hardworking globalists who were evil but hardworking. And now it's just kind of a machine that's automated, and most of the elite are just prancing around like crazy people. And they're not going to shut reactors down because they're making money off of them and control. In fact, they're saying they're going to shut down more coal power plants and build more nukes. I know I've already gone over this rant before. It just goes to the heart of everything. That's why I'm having Doug Rocky pop in for 30 minutes, because that's what they started doing in 1991 when people were dying from the DU. And it was in their own handbooks, don't use it. Back to the 40s, they had DU. And they talked about using it, and Doug Rocky's quoted these. He has them on the websites he writes for. And he's ferreted out and dug all these up. These are declassified reports from 47, 49, 52, where they're like, yeah, we've got all this byproduct of nuclear weapons production and what's left over from reactors. It would make great armor, and it would also make great weapon systems. We've tested it, but it ignites going out of the barrel, and so you're getting a very dangerous dose of it every time you use it in artillery or in small arms or in missiles. I mean, it's all in these reports. Like when I get him on, I'll have him dig one of those out. They also looked at a DU gas that they were looking at using but decided against. And they said no, because it kills our own troops. 1990 rolls around. They said, you know what? Tell them just, you know, wash their hands or whatever. And when you clean out the tanks, you know, wear special gear. By the mid-90s, it's just do whatever you want. By 2000s, there's not even a discussion. And people, sons and daughters, they call me all the time. They go, yeah, my son got assigned to maintenance of Abrams tanks, or got assigned to maintenance of aircraft and worked on Warthogs, A-10s. Yeah, my son got assigned to munitions. And, yeah, he's 23, and he's got lung cancer, and his kidneys are failing, and it's DU. I mean, I probably had, I don't know, 30, 40 calls in the last year or two. Rocky gets them every hour. because everybody in the military knows he's the one exposing it. He's had 30-something surgeries himself. Most of his team died just investigating it. And you know what they do now? They say, you're mentally ill. You come in, you're urinating blood, you can't breathe, you've got rashes, you and your wife have a deformed baby, holes in their brain, holes in their hearts, everything else you can imagine. This is on record. I mean, 15 years ago, it was the cover of Time Life books that DU caused it and all the scientists admitting it. Now they just go, nope, not true. And they have guys in there scrubbing out those barrel heads and all that. And I've talked to them. Sometimes they wear a respirator. I mean, you get that stuff on your skin, you're walking dead. Again, the establishment is crazy. They're crazy. People are ignorant about just how far down the rabbit hole we've gone here. All of us together. Like I saw a few comments when I had Lynn LaRouge on. He talked about the Pentagon developing antimatter weapons. They're like, listen to this old kook, because the media says he's a kook. They say George Washington was a kook today. They say Ron Paul's a kook. You know, he's talking about antimatter weapons. What a nut. They don't even know that there's declassified admissions of a 30-year antimatter weapon campaign and that they isolated it and have the weapons for at least a decade. I mean, that's in the San Francisco Chronicle. You can look it up. The details are classified, but they've got antimatter weapons and they wouldn't have leaked it if they didn't want the people to know it and other governments to know it. By the way, when you're talking about antimatter, you're talking about actually weapons that something that's the size of a quarter, they estimate in some of the studies I've seen, would blow the Earth into tiny particles. We're not talking about an asteroid belt or something where the Earth was. I mean, we're talking dust cloud, plasma vapor. We're not in Kansas anymore. By the way, I've always said we're not in Kansas anymore. It's one of my favorite perseverations. It kind of ruined it when I saw Avatar. That is a powerful film. And he's like, you are not in Kansas anymore. Out there past that fence, everything that walks, crawls, or squats in the mud wants to kill you and eat your eyes for juju beans. By the way, Aaron, I ended up shooting like 30 minutes of footage and like 30 minutes or more of voiceover to put together this. I did all this last Friday and then again Sunday we worked on it to put together this sneak peek at Prometheus, the big movie coming out by one of my favorite directors, Ridley Scott, probably the best out there, living director, very talented, very smart guy. And Aaron ended up going down the rabbit hole on that. And it's not going to be ready for the radio show today. It should be ready. He says it will be tonight on the nightly news, 7 o'clock Central. And it's very important information because what's going to be revealed, and Aaron knew some of this and had seen a lot of it in his eugenic studies, and Jacobson's really into studying it. And then Aaron went down the rabbit hole and was like, oh, my gosh, this is really worse than we even said. So he's back there trying to figure out how to put it all in, what we discovered. People running things are out of their minds. Or maybe they're right. I mean, not right about what they're doing, but the dominant theme, when you think the elite are into the occult, that just means the hidden, the elite believe that they are communicating with extraterrestrials spiritually at a dimensional level. And it goes back to every culture, every society, and whether it's true or not, that's what they believe. It's pretty much what David Icke is saying, but and then some. That's why every movie you see, it's like the John Carter movie I went and saw. Everybody says it's so bad. I thought it was entertaining. You know, it's like Mars and people being teleported and this race of beings playing humanoids off against each other. That's the elite think they're that. And so I'm not saying I believe that. I'm saying this is what they believe. We'll come back with the news. Stay with us. Max Kaiser's coming up too today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
Your family and loved ones aren't ready for empty grocery store shelves. Will they survive if the system crashed tomorrow? Are you prepared to feed your family when a major crisis occurs? Will they perish from the lack of available food because you procrastinated? Getting self-reliant is the only way to ensure you and your loved ones will make it through the coming hardships. One of the most important survival products that is a must-have is garden food seeds. GetSeeds.net is offering a huge garden in a bag that will give you and your family the food security that it deserves. Our food garden in a bag consists of a whopping 100 packets of the highest quality non-GMO, heirloom vegetable, culinary herbs, and a couple of garden variety of fruit seeds for only $59. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 100 packets of seeds for only $59. This blowout sale will end soon, so call now to secure your huge garden in the bag that is heat sealed for long-term storage at GetSeeds.net. That's GetSeeds.net, or call now at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. Don't delay. Call today.
Here I want to get to about how close we are to the cashless society and how that's going to be used to shut down the grassroots community infrastructure even more and only allow big box stores to operate. Government regulations and systems are going to try to shut down small operators online as well. That's why they're going after farmers, ranchers, anything small, anything independent. Speaking of that, I've read over the new Michigan regulations on livestock, and all heritage breed pigs that have any type of dark hair or red hair just because they look like what any breed of pig reverts to once it's gone wild. They're going to kill all the pigs in Michigan. And I know all about pigs from a farming and ranching family. And I also go to the livestock shows with my children. I mean, the pigs I saw at the Texas Austin Rodeo would have all been killed under this. Confirmed Michigan pig ban will eliminate all heritage breeds, destroy thousands of small farms, and they get to charge the people with felonies. If they and I read this on the air the other day. It says any characteristic or characteristic not recognized by science as being attached to feral. It says just anybody we want, you know, any farm, any pig, it doesn't matter. We will come on your property, kill it, and charge you criminally. People are like, that doesn't make any sense. They don't care. The public's worried about feral hogs that have gotten out and bred. Instead of killing those, it's we're going to go after people that have pigs that could get out. It's a psycho government. I mean, they just, it's so over the top. People are like, this doesn't make sense. Yeah, it does. It's hands down your pants one day, arrest people, eliminate stands the next, no gardens the next, and it's all being announced. We have a government that basically is trying to do everything that Joseph Stalin did. As many natural news readers now know, this article's up at Infowars.com or naturalnews.com, the state of Michigan's Department of Natural Resources, DNR, recently issued a final ruling, a ruling. They rule us, not law. The agency rules you. On its invasive species order, ISO, for swine that targets destructive feral. See, the UN has always said that's how they're going to ban cats, dogs, cows they call invasive. See, that's the rest of the story. They said, how are we going to shut down family farms? We're going to say all of this is unnatural and bad to the environment and try to go back to the way North America was or Europe was pre-domesticated animals. You think I'm joking? Like 10 years ago telling you the bioethics board said they want to kill babies up to age 3. Now it's mainstream news. Okay? This is, you go read it for yourself. That's the plan. In fact, type in animal rights group wants to ban owning cats and dogs. I mean, it'll be or wants to ban farm animals as invasive species. I mean, and Europe is looking at this. This isn't a game. As many natural news readers now know, the state of Michigan's Department of Natural Resources recently issued a final ruling on its invasive species order, ISO, for swine that targets destructive feral species. Not feral hogs that are just the regular pig, different variants, like dogs. It's like saying, you know, this is like saying your German Shepherd, because it's related to wolves, has to be killed. That's exactly what this is. Or your poodle. And it's meant to selectively harass the farmers. And see, big pork production are the ones all in all 50 states, just like they banned real milk 60 years ago nationwide. Well, they banned it from stores. First, they just got it regulated. Then they started getting it banned so they could feed you boiled, cooked, so-called milk that was filled with pus and feces. See, when it's raw, fresh milk, there can't be any contamination or they can't get away with it. So they just get rid of real milk so the counterfeit can come in. And now Big Agra, by the way, they're coming out saying invasive chickens. Your chickens roost in trees, come up to your house, get fed, you take eggs, you sell them. They don't want chickens out in the open. They can start roosting. Oh, I forgot. Let me give Natural News a tip to do another big report. They're coming after all different types of game hens and things, including pheasants. They're saying they don't want those released. And it just goes on here. Anything that has red or black hair or spots of hair or anything else, they just say. I mean, they say anything we wish. I mean, you can go read it for yourself. It just says any pig we say, even if it's not in the scientific literature, that's a sign of being feral, it's dead. So it's feral species. Folks, that feral species of pig is...
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Let me just finish up with this article on the pigs, and then I'm going to get into government-run health care and the Supreme Court set to rule today, but they're going to keep it secret until June. This is something that's going to cost trillions of dollars a year. Some estimates have it upwards of $2 trillion. This is one of the biggest issues ever. They're going to keep it secret until June while they write their opinion. You better believe government and industry are going to know. And something this big is going to leak. And again, the folks thought they weren't going to pass the Health Care Act. And Paul said they've got the votes in the House months before. He said, I think it's going to pass. And then he said last week that, unfortunately, he's hearing rumblings that they're probably going to rule for it. And I saw a bunch of articles getting conservatives ready for that. And then we saw the articles saying that the Supreme Court's going to go against it and that they sounded like they weren't buying it in the oral arguments a few days ago. And I, you know, read the transcripts of the audio tapes the Supreme Court released, which is unprecedented. And it's all the points we'd make. If the government can make you do this, they can make you eat broccoli. If the government can make you buy somebody's product and then selectively give waivers to groups that they are friends with, That's total discrimination. All right, I'm going to get to that in a minute. If you think I'm joking about this feral hog thing, that's like saying we have a problem with coyotes. So we're going to come by your neighborhood, and any dog that looks anything like a coyote, we're going to kill in your house. And then you read the description, and they say it's anything. It's a dog with curly hair. It's a little dog. It's a big dog. That's what they say in the descriptions. They're not saying we're going to kill feral hogs. We're going to have an eradication program and get the citizens together and explain to citizens, because a lot of people, even people that hunt, don't think you can shoot these pigs. And they ask, is there a season in all this idiocy? There's no season on an invasive species that does eat the baby deer, that does tear up your farms, your crops. I mean, they're devastating. A group of 100 feral hogs will come through your field and just wreck everything. Even if they're not eating the crop you're growing, say cotton, like bulldozers with their snouts and tusks, they just turn everything over. And any pig in a year or so out in the wild starts growing tusks. It's the rooting that stimulates the teeth. And hair starts growing and all the rest of it. Just like if you went out and lived in the wild for a couple of years, you'd look like Grizzly Adams. Your skin would get thicker. You'd get a big old beard, long hair. You'd get tougher. And this is such an example of the craziness of government, is why I'm getting into it, that they're saying, we're going to come to your farm, and if there's any characteristic, such as black or red hair, or any other sign that it could be connected to these feral varieties, we're going to kill them on the spot with rifles. Go read it. We have links to it. This is a ruling, and we're going to arrest you and charge you with felony crimes. And the farming groups and everybody are like, are you crazy? Let me read you some of this. Contrary to some of the claims currently spreading across the internet and elsewhere, DNR ISO does not simply target feral breeds responsible for destroying crops or forests. As we pointed out in a recent article on the matter, the ISO brands certain hair colors, fur types, tail, skeletal structures, and various other characteristics as being indicators of feral breed. Again, it's the same as a pig, but they call it a breed, like with dogs. Even though these descriptions also identify many heritage breeds that have been raised in Michigan for many decades. Well, yeah, and they say in the ruling they're going to come to your property, and if you have them, they're going to put fines on you or arrest you. So it's just a new way for the whole military-industrial complex that ships the drugs in so they can then catch people selling them, because making it illegal has huge profits associated. And then next it's your aloe vera plantation. They're going to say that's a drug. And next, you can't grow hemp that doesn't even have THC in it for cotton, hemp cotton. Hemp fabric. And then next, oh, you can't have a garden. And then next, on and on. Now they move on to you got to have animal ID, premises ID. You got to have inspections. You got to have the rural affairs do this. Certain hair colors, fur types, tails, skeletal structures, and various other characteristics as being indicators of a feral breed. Even though these descriptions also identify many heritage breeds that have been raised in Michigan for decades. In other words, there is nothing sensational or overblown about the claims made that the state of Michigan has basically declared war on all pig breeds, despite the select few raised by large-scale factory farms. The DNR's approach to the situation is beyond misguided. It is blatantly unscientific, an assault on small-scale pig farmers across the state of Michigan, many of which face being completely put out of business. The DNR's thinking is irrational, writes Senator Darwin L. Boer from Michigan's 35th District in a recent article on the issue. The department says that we must ban certain pigs because the state has a feral hog problem. And see, the public is so dumb that when they hear, well, of course we got to kill the feral pigs. Yeah, I've shot plenty of them myself. Instead of that, they're saying we're going to go after and start inspecting your breed. As if You're the people causing this. Pigs have just been getting out for hundreds of years. And the wolves and other predators have been culled too far back, so nothing's keeping the pigs down. And when you drive down the highway and see them all over Texas now, sometimes you see more pigs than deer on the side of the road. Nobody's shooting them. And it goes on. The department says we must ban certain pigs because the state has a feral hog problem. Pigs running at large are outside a fence. But since all pigs outside of a fence are feral and the DNR cannot genetically differentiate between swine, the department decided to ban certain pigs in Michigan simply due to their appearance. So they have a new way to harass you. And it just goes on to say, the senator says there's a way to harass and arrest people and make money. Yep, here they come. They're never backing off. They're never stopping. There's always something new they can make illegal. And they're already talking about not letting you have free-range chickens because they might get out. They might go and take biosphere from some other animal. All right, let me shift gears into government-run health care. They're ruling on it right now. May have already happened. And it's up in the air what's going to unfold. Supreme Court decision on health care. Again, they're announcing that it's officially will be today now. They were saying earlier in the week this week. It's now today. And it's also reported that it will not be announced until late June because they have to write the decision. Well, if they do not strike the whole thing down, we are in deep trouble because the whole thing has to be struck down. And the fact that Obama argued that through his lawyers, White House lawyers, that yes, we can also give waivers to whoever we want, that is even more tyrannical. I've already talked a lot about that. It's just unprecedented to not only have a government mandate on health care written by the insurance companies. It allows the insurance companies and banks that own them to set policy through federal computer systems that will tell doctors and nurses the procedures they can do, just like the VA, taking that power out of the doctor that knows best at that point what procedure needs to be taken care of. And it cuts off the money at certain ages. And Biden wrote in his book, we're not going to give grandma eye surgery after 65. And you're not going to get heart surgery. You just need to go home and die. This is their plan. This is what they're planning. And the rationing of health care is what goes on in Canada and in England and in Europe and in Cuba. Everywhere they've got this, this is for eugenics. This is so the eugenicist can decide. And so health care isn't a free market thing. Health care should be completely deregulated. Buyer beware. And you go and get whatever you do research and decide, and people will quickly discover who's got the best systems, and that will accelerate medicine. But no, it's Big Pharma, which are all eugenicists on record, who had the regulations written, were Bayer for 11 years. I always say a decade. It was 11 years. Could ship out in Europe, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, the U.S., millions of dosages of factor 8 blood product, platelets, sifted out of blood that they'd mix all the different types together, knowing it was coming from prisons. Bill Clinton was one of the big ones making money off of it. They would sell drugs to the prisoners, and they would give the blood every week until some of them died. Doctors blew the whistles. I had them on. They got firebombed. Oh, yeah, I got firebombed. Robbed, firebombed, had the Hemophilia Society on, talking about it, and a week later they get robbed. This is my life. This is the government. Remember that happened in like 99. I tried to call and get those doctors back on. They're like, nope, I'm getting death threats. They firebombed us. They robbed the Hemophiliac Society. We're done. I gave it to Congress. I gave it to the states. Nobody did anything. I'm done. That was a doctor who was working in the prisons. And they knowingly shipped it out to millions of people. Well, it was millions of dosages. was hundreds of thousands of people. Factor VIII that they knew had HIV and multiple forms of hepatitis, you name it, a death warrant, murder. And it came out that Bayer knew and said, ship it. They didn't just do that because they wanted the money. Do you know about Bayer Pharmaceutical? Do you know about their history? You might want to go look into them. Nazis? Yeah. Bayer. And where did they learn everything they knew? Oh, England, the eugenicist. It's all the eugenicist. And that's why yesterday, whenever one of my IT people, one of six, great crew member, was called in by the FBI, because a year ago he did some websites for the biggest bar owners in town who've been arrested. Government claims they're involved in narcotics and stuff. And they call him in, and I said, you do whatever you want, but if they bring me up and start saying you're a criminal and trying to associate with me, look out. And sure enough, it went into that. Them trying to turn him into some type of informant and telling him he's a criminal and he'd done nothing. That's why I went in there. He's like, well, I haven't done anything. I'll just go in there and talk to him. And then it turned around to me, and that's why I went on air and said, don't you dare think about trying to turn my employee into some type of informant for you and then set me up. We're looking for that. And whether or not they really are criminals, these particular FBI agents, I don't know. I've got their names. I got to look into them. All I know is you work for a Justice Department that shipped guns into Mexico that have killed thousands of people conservatively in Mexico, hundreds on this side, six law enforcement people, three Border Patrol, three police, last time I checked. It's always no. And no one got government ships the drugs in on record. And we just had a piece of equipment or something go out. That was where I just got some feedback. So all of that is going on. And so it's like the time the FBI was calling me about some stuff on the message board comments. And it was like, why are you bringing up the Obama deception to me? Why? I mean, you're wanting to know about somebody who made comments on the website. If you want to get those records, get a subpoena. And they did. Why are you using this as a dragnet into my life? I'm not doing anything wrong. Even though you guys are constantly passing kangaroo laws to grab as many of us in your net as you can, even with all the laws the way they are, I sat there this morning and thought, is there anything I'm doing wrong? And I'm like, no. Speeding? It doesn't matter. The system will make up whatever they want. That's why I'm not for the death penalty anymore. I believe child molesters, killers need to be executed, but you can't trust a government that we've now learned in some cases more than a third of the people on death row are totally innocent and the system knows. It came out from a prosecutor in Round Rock that this guy had been in jail for decades and they knew who the killer was, but for their careers, they just said, keep the innocent person in jail. And then when it came out, they did it. This is just north of Austin, where I live. No one even got in trouble. I mean, that's why I don't trust any of you. That's why I expect the worst, because the system wants to make us think we're the bad people and we've all done something wrong. Meanwhile, they're the group that has to be watched. They're the group that can't be trusted. Government is like fire. It's a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You know, I see encouraging signs like the judge for the second time in a row saying release Atari. They were totally set up, that militia. I knew that day one. It's a shake and bake setup deal just to demonize the Second Amendment and freedom and to create an atmosphere of the government waging war on the American people. That's a good sign. A bunch of states are passing laws or have already passed laws saying police don't secretly arrest citizens, don't help the feds. In fact, arrest feds if you see them doing it. Kidnapping's illegal. I mean, that's government kidnapping under NDAA. People are taking action. if the Supreme Court rules that this is unconstitutional. Man, I want to win. I want to turn things around. I want to believe the FBI is good. I want to believe my local police are good. Show me. Show me. I haven't seen a lot of that in my life. All I see is a system always trying to treat me like I've done something. I can't fly to see family and people with my children because I don't want men grabbing my daughter's and my son's genitals. That's a no-brainer. It turned out the TSA has files on me and others. Bob Barr's got the intel suing over it. And I'm called an extremist and dangerous because I don't want my children molested. I mean, come on. Sanity is not a crime. Legalize freedom. And the Supreme Court did rule the Second Amendment is the Second Amendment. They added a little proviso that there could be some regulation. But, I mean, it wasn't a total attack. So we can win this thing. But we got to recognize good for me.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Hi, MZ from InfoWars Team here. Are you tired of being a wage slave working for others who pay you peanuts and have little or no loyalty to you? There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Alex Jones's InfoWars Team is different. We promote quality health, energy, and skincare products using brilliant personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and lifestyle. You can work this low-cost business as much or as little as you like. You define the reward level. Whether you seek a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Best of all, this is a business that you can do spending time doing what you like to do. It's an asset that is yours to sell or pass on to your heirs. Try doing that as a wage slave. Want to find out more? Shoot me an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line and tell me a little about yourself. MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com.
Dr. Doug Rocky's coming up, Max Kaiser and Fritz Springmeier at 5 after. But right now, I want to show you one of the best places to go on InfoWars.com. It's the RSS feed. I've had it for like a decade. I never really talk about it enough. I'm going to go ahead and put that RSS feed up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers because I want to just read over some of these headlines for folks. Every day, a new elitist fairy tale. Now they want Earth Hour, where they make you pause and get government brainwashing. Can't make that up. Why would Health and Human Services and every other subsection of Homeland Security. That's right. There's 30 plus agencies under Homeland Security. Be buying bullets. They bought 450 plus million of one caliber of hollow points. Also exclusive, Iran helps Syria ship oil to China. Concern over National Defense Resources Preparedness Executive Order. Army officially reprimands soldier who spoke at Ron Paul rally. Mysterious Clintonville booms caught on tape. First they said they didn't exist. Then they said they were earthquakes. Now they say just go to sleep. Flashpoint funding. UK doubles Syria rebel cash flow. People that launch missiles and work with Al-Qaeda and blow up police stations are called protesters by Anderson Cooper. And it just continues on from there. Again, another article. Disarming America. Homeland Security buys up ammo supplies. Confirmed. Michigan pig ban will affect your domesticated pig. Barbaric abortion policies in China. I have an incredible report on that. Cashless society may be closer than most people would ever dare to know. Big article on that, breaking down how close it is. That is just some of what is coming up. We also have some of the Infowars.com reporter contest videos. Some of the first submissions have gone up because so much of what we cover ends up scrolling off the front page as we're posting so much. It goes into the archives and it goes into Infowars.com/feed. We'll put that back on screen for folks. Infowars.com/feed. F-E-E-D. Infowars.com/feed. And I think we're going to put a link up at the top that just says RSS feed because it's just such a good way to see everything that we've put in the featured news area. Probably 30 articles a day. Just go through there, whatever we think is most important. Here's some more good news. Court hears arguments in lawsuit against Obama indefinite detention law. Judge asks government lawyers if NDAA can be used on ordinary citizens. I love how the judge is playing this game. The bill says it can be used on ordinary citizens and even non-terror related for any reason. You can be disappeared, killed, tortured. It's all there. It's on record that that's what it says. We had a whole debate about that. People can't believe this is happening. So we have to have a debate about that when it's admitted. And now the president said he wouldn't sign it, but he did. But he says he won't use it. But the power's there. And so now Chris Hedges, Pulitzer Prize winner, who's been on the show, I want to get him back on, a real liberal. You can say what you want about his policies and ideas, but he has attacked Obama. Obama's done everything Bush did and more. All you conservatives that love Bush, you should love Obama. Wars, torture, secret arrest, spying, police state. And by the way, a lot of Republicans do like Obama. I saw a bunch of so-called conservative publications come out when Drudge did that article about how it's martial law. With this executive order, and they're like, oh, this has been on the books since the 50s. Yeah, when we're under nuclear attack, martial law, not for any emergency or the threat of an emergency, including civil or economic, and Mother Jones is out, making fun of myself and others that Obama's not taking liberties.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.